Job losses were minimal last month as the unemployment rate moved lower. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on January 2010 U.S. employment trends that included some pretty good news. It looks like the employment economy finally is about to turn the corner, despite 2009 being a lot worse than previously reported in terms of job losses. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, becoming known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate that dropped to 9.7% in January from an even 10% the month before. Although data adjustment makes month-to-month comparisons a little dicey, that improved unemployment rate was the result of 430,000 fewer unemployed persons, a labor force that expanded by more than 110,000 to 153 million, and the number of them employed grew by about 540,000, and the number of people no longer in the workforce shrank by around 200,000 to about 84 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall loss of only 20,000 jobs, which is certainly an improvement over December's decline of 150,000 jobs. The goods-producing sector continued its trend with a loss of 60,000 jobs in January. Jobs in the manufacturing sector posted a gain, yep, a gain, of 11,000 jobs with durable goods, mainly in transportation equipment, but also computer and peripheral equipment manufacturing, up by 13,000 jobs, as non-durable goods was down by 2,000 jobs. The construction sector continued to lose jobs with a total loss of 75,000 jobs last month. Especially hard hit was specialty trade contractors that lost 54,400 jobs in January. Mining and logging brought 4,000 more jobs to the surface in January, with the mining part adding more than its fair share since the logging part chopped down a few jobs. Clearly, the better news was in the private service providing sector that added 48,000 jobs in some of its major subsectors. The retail trade sector ended up posting 42,100 more jobs in January than December. Professional and business services did okay with a gain of 44,000 jobs. Sectors doing particularly well were computer systems design and related services that added 7,100 jobs to its hard drive. And as has been the case in recent months, much of the improving performance in this sector can be attributed to the better environment and employment services, specifically temporary help services, that added 52,000 jobs in January, and more of that in a moment. The same good story over at Education and Health Services, Educational Services, which is highly seasonal, and January is not part of its growth season, declined by 2,000, but Health Care and Social Assistance added 17,100 new jobs in most major subsectors. But there still wasn't much to celebrate in the leisure and hospitality sector that lost 14,000 jobs spread throughout most subsectors, although food services and drinking places added 3,500 jobs, possibly as people were either celebrating their getting a job or drowning their sorrows because they didn't. The number of government jobs declined by 8,000 as the federal government added 33,000 jobs, state government took away 18,000 jobs, and local government shrank by 23,000 jobs. Now, on to temporary help services. Temporary help services continue to recover. Temporary help services jobs were up 52,000 to 1,971,800 in January, but the good news doesn't stop there. Although temporary help services is down 677,800 jobs since its peak in December 2006, it's up almost 250,000 in the past 4 months. In January 2010, temporary help services was up 2.7% from December and down only 0.5% from January 2009. And temporary help services market share also gained ground. In January, temporary help services jobs were 1.52% of all jobs. That is a level that it hasn't experienced since November 2008. Well, sure, the numbers show that 3.6 million jobs were lost in 2008 and another 4.8 million in 2009 for a total of 8.4 million jobs lost since the onset of the recession. But what about the jobs not created if the economy was in growth mode? Using 2004 to 2007 as a basis, which averaged around 185,000 new jobs a month, in the 24 months of the recession, there could have been possible job growth of 4.4 million if there was no recession. Therefore, the current employment economy could be down as much as almost 13,000 jobs or maybe even more. And by the way, 2009 data was revised to show that the economy lost about a million more jobs than was previously reported. But as we see, the January job loss was minimal, the unemployment rate improved greatly, and several sectors and industry are again starting to hire. This is all good, as the employment economy is turning that corner. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.